This is the local VK5 news segment. And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark with this week's news and notes from the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Our next general business meeting will be on Friday the 15th of September with a presentation by Michaela VK3FUR on how they used amateur radio to stay in touch with the rest of the world on their trip across outback Western Australia last year. Our meetings are held at the Fulham Community Centre, with doors opening at 7:15pm and the presentation kicking off at 7:45. If you've never been to one of our meetings, we'd love to see you there, and all guests are welcome. The presentation will be live streamed on the Zoom for our remote members, and also on YouTube on Hayden VK7HH's Ham Radio DX YouTube channel. As usual, you can find out all the details about this and all other upcoming events by visiting the AREG website at www.areg.org.au. This has been Mark VK5QI for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. This week I don't have much for you in the way of news, and so I'll bore you to tears with some information about our club. Based in the old Reedy Park Primary School buildings on O'Halloran Terrace here in Mount Gambier, which we share with a number of other groups, we are extremely fortunate in that we have a large meeting room with a small kitchenette area on one wall, a large room which houses the club shack, two good-sized rooms that we use for storage, plus a bathroom. Outside in a locked compound is our tower, which holds up a three-element HF beam antenna, a 2-metre Yagi, and a dual-band 2 and 70-centimetre vertical antenna, plus dipoles for 80 and 40 metres. There is a large car park with security lighting, and we're only a 5-minute walk from the main shopping area. We hold meetings on the first Friday of each month, which is an activity night where we have a guest speaker and their presentations on a range of topics of interest to our members. The third Friday of each month is our business meeting, where we carefully keep the wheels turning and the bearings oiled. Every Thursday morning at 10 a.m. we have an informal gathering where the assembled multitude guzzles tea and coffee and scoff cakes, biscuits and other assorted goodies that the aforesaid assembled multitude see fit to bring along, all the while telling each other tall tales and true. Now that you know what we do and when we do it, there is no longer any excuse for not coming along and joining in if you are in the Mount at any of these times. Yes, we welcome visitors, regardless of whether you are a licensed amateur or not. As I said last week, by the time you hear this, we will have assisted with the communications at a car rally last night. Hopefully the weather was kind to us and we all enjoyed being able to help out. The club will again be trialling James VK3JBM's excellent car tracking software, and most of us will have had the chance to get to rally headquarters at some point to see it in action and learn a bit more about it. More on that next time. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the Northeast Radio Club. Last Friday night was the general meeting of the Northeast Radio Club, and after the business was concluded, the show and tell commenced with VK5TOM, Tom, and VK5MCH, Mike, and they showed the VHF, UHF bazooka antennas that they had made using Heliax and metal rods. These antennas performed well and were very strong and very lightweight and were extremely well made. So thanks for that, fellas. You did a good job with those. And Gordon, VK5CAA, showed some lecker lines that he used on the 288 megahertz band in the 1950s, and then he gave some very interesting reminiscences about the 1 meter band in those days. Graham, VK5GM, brought out his latest and greatest equipment. There was a Yaesu M1 microphone and a pair of nice COS headphones. Very good there, Graham. I'm sure you'll make good use of those. Then Adam, VK5GA / VK2YK, showed us a selection of his batteries that he uses for portable use. And one that he showed when he was in Alaska was very neat. Now, KL7 is a very long way to go for a Perth Park activation there, Adam. But no, very good batteries. Now the Northeast Radio Club membership fees are due, but the early bird period has now expired. And that means that full membership is $30 and concession and student memberships are $20. And next week, the news you've all been waiting for, Sir Lunchalot will reveal the location of the fifth Friday lunch, which will be held on Friday the 29th of September. Certainly looking forward to that. Well, that's all I have for this week. I hope you've all been enjoying the show and staying negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello, club members, fellow amateur operators and everyone. This is John, VK5RJ, with this week's news from AHARS. The regular crowd enjoyed lunch on Friday at the Blackwood RSL, and it was great to see Roy, VK5NRG, joining us for lunch after so many months absent. We hope that this was just the first of many more appearances into the future, Roy. You should have all heard about the new VK5.au forum by now, and you should have had a look at www.vk5.au. There's even a members buy and sell section to divest yourself of any unwanted equipment. Jump on and check it out. On the questionnaire front, we are waiting for Paul, VK5PH, to do some analysis to tell us what it was that people felt most strongly about, and any ideas and suggestions that might come from it. The last Saturday session on how I set up my FT8 environment for use in the HF bands appeared to be fairly well received. I know I enjoyed the interaction with the other FT8 users present, who were able to pass on their useful tips and tricks. I was very impressed with the performance of the Slinky portable antenna on the day across the bands. Hopefully we might have spurred some other operators into giving FT8 a go. There's a ton of free software available for both the Windows and the Linux operating systems. Also, don't forget that if you would be interested in taking part in a workshop with Keith, VK5OQ, to build a Balun suitable for an OCF off-centre fed dipole, drop me an email at president@ahars.au. We are planning to have this as our Saturday session for December, and we are hoping to put together a whole kit to assemble on the day. We're hoping that the kit will be in the vicinity of $30 to $35 for everything. We're also hoping to be able to announce a follow-up Telescopes in the Park evening with Kim Thalassoudis soon. The plan is, hopefully, to hold it on a Saturday evening at a venue, possibly at a park, like the Goodwood Orphanage, and to provide a chicken chips and salad sumptuous repast for a modest fee of around $10. Wives and partners will be invited. There will be a limited number of places available, approximately 30 people, and it is planned to have a number of telescopes for people to look at, as well as a large screen monitor to show Kim's electronically assisted astronomy software output in real time. More on this as plans are firmed up in the coming weeks. We are also looking at a new way of disseminating the regular weekly newsletter and club announcements via email, so keep a lookout for developments on this. As usual, the information on our regular weekly nets is the Monday night AHARS 2 meter net, 147.00 MHz on VK5RAD at 2000 hours. It's a general chat about what we've all been doing and anything that is of interest. It's open to all registered amateur operators, and we especially welcome new and recently licensed people to join in and become comfortable with being on air. You don't have to be an AHARS member to join in, so come up and make yourself known. The Boat Anchor Net, conducted by VK5LB, Dean, on 3.62 MHz every Tuesday evening at 19.30. One of the longest running nets on the airwaves anywhere. Come up and say hello if you've got 80 metre capability. The ANZA, Australian, New Zealand and Africa Net, runs every day on 14.183 MHz at 015 UTC with an early check-in at 0500 UTC. It's a list net, so you have to wait your turn to give reports, etc. There are check-ins from all over the world, anywhere from 15 to 35 per day, and it would be a great platform for those working towards their DXCC awards. Paul, VK5PAS, and Shirley, VK5YL, alternate as net controllers on Thursdays, which is Ladies' Day. But all are welcome any day. As always, if you have anything of interest or any exciting news, please let me know so we can share things with all our members. And don't forget to check out the AHARS website and Facebook group page. Some interesting stuff there. Well, that's all from me now, so stay happy and keep making contacts. Stay away from COVID and other nasty bugs. Cheers and 73 from VK5RJ and AHARS for this week.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.